Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Luke 2:46-49. When Jesus was 12 years of age, he had been brought to Jerusalem by his parents. When they were making the journey home, Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Luke 2:42-45. After a day, they discovered that he was not with them, and so they returned to find him. If Jesus will be found of us, we must seek him. They found him in the temple and were amazed. When you see Jesus as he truly is, you will be amazed. Multitudes were constantly amazed at his doctrine, his miracles, and his life. His mother approaches him, expressing their sorrow that he was lost from them. They had supposed that he was in the company with their relatives and acquaintances as they traveled home. We can suppose that something is true, but may discover that it is false. We must not be wrong about our relationship with Jesus. We must know for certain and without any doubt that we are in the fellowship of Jesus Christ. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. Our relationship must not rest on our supposing, but on our assurance. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews 10:22. Mary was reminded that Jesus had come to do his Father's will and be about his business. For I am come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 6:38. The Father had sent his Son into the world, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Jesus was willing to leave the Father and come to earth in full submission to the Father's will. You and I must submit to the will of God so that the sacrifice of Jesus for our sins will save us. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. James 4:7. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.